History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want you to tell us about your wedding ring here on the Brett Megah Show. Does anyone have a different wedding ring than was actually used on the wedding day? Did you upgrade your wedding ring? So many people say that, like, man, and I bought a cheap ring, and in 5-10 years, I'm going to upgrade that ring. Was anyone able to pull that off and upgrade it? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. If you were able to pull that off, you could brag about it for a second. Or maybe you're like me and you downgraded the ring 10 years in. 855-444-MEGA. And you're like, I don't really like this fancy ring, but I have a cheap ring and I just absolutely love it. You can brag about it. So I told this story that Hannah was surprised that I was, you know, a romantic
lover boy.
Yep. And when I went to the cabin this past weekend, when my wife was putting down our 10-month-old, she came out and the whole cabin was lit up with candles and I re-proposed again. But I used a different ring to propose for two reasons. One, ever since like she had our third, I feel like the ring doesn't fit her right. Your fingers just aren't the same right through all the pregnancies and things like that. Probably gets to get resized and things like that. And so she's kind of wanted something different. And so I can't afford to upgrade the ring I originally proposed to. So I got like a $40 ring off Amazon. I think it looks nice. And she's rocking that ring now. And that's the ring I use. So I downgraded. But then there was a part of me that felt a little bit embarrassed that like I was using a $40 ring. But I will say this, as soon as we got home, my 5-year-old noticed right away. He's like, Mom, what is this ring that you're wearing? Because she hasn't been wearing her wedding ring because it hasn't fit right. And he's like, this is so pretty. And she seems like she likes it. At least she hasn't told me she hasn't ate it. But I did feel a little bit like lame that I'm like downgrading rings.
Per your defense, I do think that wedding rings, like more people are wearing like the rubber ones now. Mm-hmm. Like my brother wears that one. People have like the lab grown ones. So I don't think it's necessarily like a huge downgrade or anything.
I know people that have lost in them and placed them with cheap rings and they kind of like or just dig them. Yours broke? Kev?
Yeah, the diamond broke.
In yours?
Sarah's wedding ring.
Oh.
I did not know diamonds break. Apparently they can. Maybe this wasn't really a diamond. I don't know. But it's not a diamond now and it's significantly cheaper. We've kept the pieces of the diamond that's in like...
Interesting.
She saves that in the safety deposit box, but... The actual ring is a cubic zirconium now fake diamond.
Really?
Oh.
So we downgraded, so to speak.
Okay, I'm curious. It doesn't have to be downgrade. If you downgraded, that would make me feel like we're not alone. So I'd love to hear if you're like, hey, I love my cheap ring. Like my wedding ring was just too big. That's cool that you got a ring that was too big. But maybe you got one that was just like too big, it doesn't fit. Or like Hannah had said that some people just like those like different ring styles. It didn't work for you. Or if you, I think it's cool to be able to pull off. Like I always thought that maybe like at our 10-year anniversary that I would like upgrade a ring or that'd be like a cool moment. And I didn't realize on my 10-year wedding anniversary, I'd be like, oh, here's your Amazon ring. But if you were able to pull that off, I think that's bragworthy. Like that's cool that you were able to like upgrade a ring from a cheap ring to like a bigger one. That's cool.
My brother upgraded his wife's ring, my sister-in-law, to like a totally different look, style, ring and everything. She loves it. I feel like it's like more her style.
It's and hard to actually, buy the ring that when you're like using the ring to propose and you really want them to be surprised.
Yeah.
It's tricky.
Was a celebration of a lot. They both had gotten new jobs, really like elevated themselves in their careers. So they upgraded the ring and her ring is so beautiful and caught so much attention. One of her best friends got the same one and upgraded her wedding ring to the same ring.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Yes. 855-444-MEGA. Give us a call if you've changed your wedding ring since your wedding day. Was it an upgrade or a downgrade? 855-444-6344.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
4-2. Who has a wedding ring that is not from the wedding day? Did you upgrade or downgrade? 855 844-MEGA. I was telling you that my wife and I have been together for 20 years together, 10 years married. And so when we were, like, had a little weekend anniversary getaway, I re-proposed, lit a bunch of candles in a cabin. But then I did kind of feel like, damn, I was using like an Amazon ring. Mm-hmm. Everyone always wants to upgrade, but I feel like you just sometimes don't or mm-hmm. can't or can't afford it. And then you find this like love for maybe a cheaper ring. You're like, I can downgrade. Maybe the ring didn't work. Or some people pull off those like upgrades that everyone thinks like I'm going to propose with something mm-hmm. that I can afford at the time. Well, I'm going to move up in my life and then I'm going to, you know, put a bigger rock on her finger. Some people have done it multiple times.
Yes, we have texts on both sides of the aisle. One of them says, I've been married for 10 years and I'm on my fifth set of wedding rings.
Damn.
Whoa. I started out with a small half carat set. Now I'm up to a 3-carat set.
Dude just keeps getting promoted or
right.
something?
Yeah.
This person says, I get compliments all the time. None of my new rings have ever been the same style.
Interesting that they go through That's style fun. Changes.
Another one, Christy texted in and said that when she got pregnant, her rings no longer fit her. She also is a teacher, so like the diamonds would get caught on stuff. She says her husband bought her 2 cheap rings that are just like bands that have their kids' names on them. She says it's technically a downgrade, but an upgrade in my heart.
Pam, you went through something similar to this. You lost a bunch of weight and your wedding ring stopped fitting and you decided you don't need a wedding ring, you need something else instead.
Yeah, so when my son, who's now 36, was 5, my husband bought me an anniversary ring. And it was, you know, I've always wanted a ruby ring. He got me rubies and diamonds because my son's birthstone is diamonds. 13 years later, I ended up having a baby and that was born in July. So now my anniversary band really is a mother's ring because both my kids are ruby and diamonds.
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
And it ended up like awesome. Morphing into this mother's ring that you wear instead of a wedding
right.
band because that's who you identify more with. Is like, this is, I'm the cornerstone of this family. I'm the mother for this family. And that's what it became.
Yeah, and he's talking about getting me a new wedding ring because he doesn't wear his because he lost it. So he wears one of those rubber ones. But he's talking about getting me a new wedding ring because we're celebrating our 40th wedding anniversary coming up.
Oh, congratulations.
And thank you. And so I'm like, you know, you don't need to get me a new ring. Just, you know, get me power tools.
All right. Interesting.
New love language.
If he wants, he can buy me a wedding ring. But like, hey, he was like, you could just take care of Brett. These guys over here buying Amazon rings. Sydney, you've done this twice. You've upgraded your wedding ring twice.
Yes. When he first proposed, we have obviously had less money than we do now. And it was a very beautiful ring and it was what we could afford. But at 10 years, he wanted me to have a bigger diamond, and I was not going to complain about that.
Right.
So we went and upgraded it and got a completely different style ring, got a different band, got a different everything. And then we're about to celebrate 15, and he doubled the size of my diamond for 15.
Whoa. So, whoa. What happens Hello. For 20?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll find out. Maybe I'll be dragging my hand on the ground.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Christy, what did you switch your ring to?
About 3 years in, the back of my band started to wear a little thin. So my husband and I just decided to go the tattoo route.
Oh.
And it was a lot of fun. I mean, it was kind of like, you know, when kids do the Blood Brother pact in
yes.
the movies and stuff.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like you pick your finger kind of thing. It just felt so much more permanent to go get tattoos. So we got dots for our kids and then a line underneath the dots. So it just kind of, it resembles a band, but, and we camp and things like that. So we just thought that was the route to go.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. That was super interesting. And it does make me feel like you upgrade or downgrade. The thing the most important is like the marriage itself. Who cares what the ring is? But if you can upgrade, nice.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.